On a long-haul flight to Asia, U.S. President Donald Trump touched down in Qatar for a short meeting. As the president's plane refueled, the emir and prime minister of the Gulf country hopped aboard Air Force One. The leaders discussed the future of the ceasefire in Gaza. Following the meeting, Trump said a coalition of peacekeeping forces would soon be headed for the Palestinian enclave.
Pretty soon, pretty quickly. So far, it's just... Yeah, a period of time. You know, I don't want to give you doing it right now. They're actually picking leaders right now. You're going to have peace in the Middle East. This is real peace.
The plan to send a stabilization force to Gaza is spearheaded by the U.S., who is seeking support from Gulf Arab nations. Washington says it wants to send a coalition of international troops to the Gaza Strip to keep the peace and to train a non-Hamas Palestinian force. But information on exactly which countries will be involved has not yet been released. This week in Israel, U.S. Secretary of State Marco Rubio expressed optimism about the force's deployment. On Friday, he clarified that Israel would have input over its composition.
Obviously, as you put together this force, it'll have to be people that Israel's comfortable or countries that Israel's comfortable with as well. Let me just say that I think there are a lot of countries that are expressing interest right now. I'm not going to get into a list of who they are.
The Trump administration has indicated that Israel could oppose Turkey's participation, as the country has hosted Hamas leaders.